Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And you're about to listen to our good friend Ed Abel. Ed is back with us. Ed is, for decades, more than three decades, he's been helping people as a certified business coach. And he's started his own business when he was very young. And he's been successful for a long time, and he's taken that experience and is now helping people like you and me, too. And he's here to talk to us again. Ed Abel, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be back.
It's good
Love
to have
coming
you
on your show.
It's good to have you back. The last time you were here, you and I talked about doing some programming on your Harmony business growth model. And so we're going to do that today. We're going to start that off, kick that off today. I appreciate you joining us again. Talk to us about this.
Sure. Well, see, one of the biggest issues I found most business owners face in the small business community, and I define the small business community by an identity called the skillpreneur. Most of these business owners take their skill and they think that they can go out and do it better, faster, cheaper, and so they go into business. And they actually do very well for a period of time, and they do well up until they need to integrate the components of a business. And that's really where the game starts to change, where they go from owning a job to owning a business.
Right.
And the challenge is when we have the unknown. Most of us don't know what we don't know, so we don't even know to know it. And so one of the challenges I had working with small business owners was to get them to understand a methodology, a way that they could understand why something occurs so that they can get repetitive results, or they can at least analyze why something didn't work and put mechanisms in place to make it work.
Well, so, and one of the ways I've described this, Ed, is there are two sides to up to being a successful business owner. One side is the marketing side, the product side, the skill side, as you say, the thing that the person is really good at.
Right.
They're really good at cooking. They're really good at manufacturing. They're really good at selling a certain product or understanding, you know, how to use, you know, some whatever it may be,
sure,
some particular skill. But that it doesn't mean that they're good at the operations side.
Absolutely.
And that's the downfall, and that's why so many of us have seen people who are great entrepreneurs, but they fail because they weren't good business people.
Absolutely.
And the smart ones will either learn how to be a good business person, which is not as much fun as being an entrepreneur,
right?
Or they will hire someone to do the business side for them.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That makes them successful when they're willing to do one of the two.
Right, right. And so our, and I know you agree with me, our admonishment to anybody who thinks, who know in your heart, in your gut, in your head, you know that you're really good at what you do, you still may fail if you don't heed the words of Ed Abel. Go ahead, Ed.
Well, it's true. Frequently, people equate failure in business with lack of money. It's really not the lack of money. The failure in business is usually due to a lack of understanding and staying power, and they give up. And they give up because they don't understand what's going on in their business.
Well,
and I equate
their entrepreneurial juices will write a check that their operations can't cash.
That happens often.
Yeah.
But you know, I equate building a business with raising a child. You know, you wouldn't expect a two-year-old to get up and make his own lunch.
Right.
You know, so why are we expecting certain things from our business? And this is where it gets most entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
They have false expectations of certain areas in their business to have achieved something because they've been doing it so long. And age doesn't, in business, age doesn't correlate to where you need to be in the stage. And I have four stages of business.
Right.
It's not, I've been in business 7 years, I should be in the adolescent stage. Doesn't work like that.
Talk to us about those stages.
Sure. So the four stages that I've identified are very basic. They're the birth or the infancy, and I call it the startup phase. Then you go into your toddler phase.
What is the infancy? What would be a marker, a classic marker of infancy?
Well, the infancy stage is when you're really getting, you know, your sea legs. You're starting to understand some of the basics as to why you're in business, what you're trying to accomplish, what your business name is, what your marketing pitch might be. You're getting your website up.
You're meeting your first customers, and you're just now figuring out who you can really be successful with as customers.
Yeah. You've actually might not have even gotten your first customer yet, but you know where to target.
Right.
You know, and again, that's what part of the challenge is that it takes time to even get your first customer.
Right.
But
okay.
So you know, the startup is
and,
doing
just
all
like,
the little
and just
details.
Like an infant, Ed, just like an infant at that stage, that stage needs a lot of help.
Other than your adult stage, they all need a lot of help. You know, because it's not really until you're an adult that you're, you know, you're self-sufficient.
Right. So then the toddler phase, toddler stage.
So toddler is development. Toddler is when it really starts to kick in. You're really starting to get some traction. You've got some understanding as to what you're doing. You've got your website up. You've got some of your basic marketing material set up. You've started to network, but maybe not yet. Even though you're networking, you haven't created the strategic partnerships or relationships or bridges of influence, but you're known. People start to recognize you.
Right, and customers, you've got enough customers that customers can start talking about you and maybe refer you. And
yes.
You're starting to build a little critical mass.
Exactly. You're starting to get that level of, oh, you're in business, and oh, this is what you do.
Right.
And so at that point, some of the focus really starts going right into marketing.
In the toddler stage, when you go back to a networking event 6 months later, you're still doing the same thing you were the last 6 months. People are glad to see that you're still doing the same thing. That's kind of the toddler stage, isn't it?
Absolutely. You're staying there, right. And you're really getting to be known.
Ed, give us your website, please.
Sure. It's Abel, A-B-E-L, BusinessInstitute.com.
A-B-E-L, BusinessInstitute.com. Check it out, folks. Ed, Abel, and I will be right back after these messages. We're going to talk about the other stages of a business. And you can find out where you are along these lines and track yourself with what Ed's talking about. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Little Otis bringing us back. Otis Redding, 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you're on Twitter, you want to follow me there. I'm at Jim Blassingame. Ed Abel is our guest, and he is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Ed, give us that website quickly one more time.
Abel, A-B-E-L, BusinessInstitute.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And they can find all the things that you do, your writing, you do a lot of distribution. I know I get your stuff all the time. So check it out, folks. Ed, we're talking about the four main stages of a business, and we're actually going to do a series on this because there are also eight stages inside of eight components inside of these four stages that when you come back next time we're going to talk about. But the first one was infancy. We talked about that. Toddler was second. Now we're under the third one.
Third one is the adolescent stage or maturity. So this is when traction really kicks in. You're starting to have a fan base. People are referring you consistently. Your systems start to get into place so that efficiencies are starting to take hold. You have some automation. You have more product. You start to understand deeper your client retention life cycle, how long that client stays with you, and what more you can offer them.
You know, Ed, I think it's important to point out, folks, each one of these stages we're talking about could last years.
Years.
Each one. Even the infancy. You could, I mean, you could, Jim McCann started 1-800-Flowers.
Yes.
He worked on that company, that public company, for 10 years before he launched the public company.
You know, Jim, when you said earlier about the Olympians and how charged you were by watching them and how it equates to building a business, you don't go to become an Olympian, practice for a year, and get up there.
Right.
You know, minimum, you've got 4 years between the Olympics. So, you know, it really does. It takes a tremendous amount of consistency for you to achieve business success.
Right. So each one of these folks, infancy, toddler, adolescence, especially the adolescence and the adult, which we're going to talk about in a minute, those can take, I mean, adolescence and adult, those could take decades each.
They
go ahead.
Do.
Go ahead, finish up on adolescence.
So maturity is really a key stage. At this point, you know, you've really put into play processes that will begin to reoccur. And so in your maturity stage, you're starting to hire people. You've got more traction.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, you're not done at the maturity stage. The maturity stage is really the third stage that you're still putting all your effort into. It's really not until you're in your fourth stage or the adult, or as I say, the maintenance stage,
mm-hmm.
that you could really start to say, wow, you know, this thing is really humming. You know, many of the times we wanted to hear that, you know, your business is humming. Now, doesn't mean you don't have things to do. You take a company as
right.
large as, you know, obviously, you know, FedEx, who is one of your sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they, even though they're in the adult stage, they're constantly tweaking, they're growing so that they can constantly meet customer demand. So it's not as if you don't take your eye off the ball, but what are the chances of FedEx really falling off
right.
the map?
Well, you know, there's another thing, though, that I'd like to point out, Ed, for small businesses. You may reach the adult stage, but with the velocity of change in the marketplace these days, I'm going to say that a smart company will move a little bit back and forth from adult, maybe even drop back to adolescence for a little bit to learn something new, and then pick up the pace a little bit and move back into the adult stage.
That's
what do you think about
point.
That idea?
I think it's a great point. I think, though, when...
That doesn't
when,
mean you have to dumb down. It just means that you say, okay, I'm willing to be a little less... I'm willing to take a little risk. As you know, when you're in the adolescent stage, the first three stages are more risky than the adult stage.
Correct.
And so you might... By that I mean, I guess, is that as you drop down and maybe take a little more risk like you would in the adolescent stage than you would in the adult stage.
Absolutely. I think, though... You know, we're always taking risks, but Jim, when we bring this all together for your listeners, and they realize that there are always four ways we're looking at this. I say it's four lenses, and the lenses in each stage are the same. It's strategy, process, execution, and your people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, exactly what you're saying. When you're in the adult stage, you might come back into maturity. Well, I'm sure what it is you're just looking at your execution or your strategy or your process within each component.
Right.
And it's those components that pop back and forth into different levels of focus.
Well, and it also prevents you from getting hidebound. It prevents you from getting so comfortable and resting on your laurels, which which nobody from the biggest to the smallest can do these days.
Well, we can probably rattle off 5 or 10 companies that used to be.
Yeah.
But then they rested on their laurels,
right.
And they are no longer.
They're not.
They were big.
Right, exactly. And some of them were over 100 years old.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes. You might be able to do that. Hey, Ed, give us that website one more time.
Sure, please. It's ABEL, A-B-E-L, Business Institute.
A-B-E-L, BusinessInstitute.com. Tell us quickly what we'll find when we get there.
Oh, it's a unbelievable resource of website of resources. Everything from free downloaded articles, there's some programs there, to my archive. Today we're actually having our 50th radio show.
All right.
We do a radio show here in New York, broadcast on the Internet.
Hey,
we're doing
Ed,
our 50th show today.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Thanks.
We're going to get you back in real soon. We're going to talk about this some more. Stay with us. Thanks, Ed. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back 29 after.
You don't know what
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.